At the Western Farm Show, celebrating 50 years, for the first time, we have a tractor pull taking place. I have with me Dave Bennett. And Dave, I understand you're the main announcer. And I guess, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in doing this.
Well, I go plumb back in 1976 when I went to a tractor pull and to view, and then I seen a modified tractor, and I kind of was a hot rod kid back in those days. So I lived on a farm, you know, farmed all the time. So a hot rod motor on tractor tires, that was just a natural.
Well, it is exciting. And, you know, we mentioned Louisville, where I was at the National Farm Machinery Show last week, championship tractor pull. That was my first experience seeing an indoor, you know, with the tube that has to be used. Tell me a little bit about kind of development of this indoor action, which is we're going to have here.
The indoor actually goes back a long ways, even back in the early 80s, but not with the diesels. The diesel tractors, the John Deere's and the Internationals, the Case IH's, was actually excluded because they couldn't run indoors because of the smoke. Now, the spark plug boys, the pickups, the hot rods, that was no problem. They could run all day long. So dirt started coming into buildings, you know, 20 years ago. But the smoke innovation started back in the mid-90s with the invention of the smoke tubes, the big fans outside. It's all self-contained. And so we're going to be running tractors in here that will burn 8 gallon in 220 foot. But the smoke, the big black smoke, is basically going to be all going outside because of a big suction tube.
So anything you can tell me about this particular event here in terms of the participation for contestants and what classes you might be running, that kind of thing?
Well, we're very proud to be back in with the Western Farm Show because, as you said, this is the 50th year anniversary. Now, tractor pulling with the Western is not brand new because back in many, many years ago, back before this American Royal Building was, the old original American Royal Building that I actually showed cattle in, they had a good tractor pull with the farm show then, but it kind of went away, and we're very proud that they brought it back this year, and I think it's going to be a plus. Now, we're running 9 classes. You'll never see the same rig run twice. In other words, you're here on Friday night. We got 4 classes tonight with pickups and tractors and the noise boys. Tomorrow night, it'll just be bigger, better, neater, sweeter, more completer. Different classes. Only got 5 of them tomorrow.
Only? It sounds like you got a pretty full schedule.
Yeah. It depends on who and how you're looking at it. And I'm going to tell you this. You are going to get your money's worth. We would love to be done out of here by 11 o'clock. But this is the first time in. All the guys moving the tractors, everybody, all the movement, the whole 9 yards, the mechanics to get this thing to happen. People's going to have to just bear with us a little bit. But you're going to see 124 different machines. And the thing that's going to close the show that nobody really knows about, we've got something brand new that is going to turn the lights out in this building, last hook of the night.
All right. Well, we will all look forward to that. That's Dave Bennett. He is going to be announcing here at the tractor pull taking place at the Western Farm Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.